The Summer Small Biz Showcase is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors who are among the top 1-5% in Arizona, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. We look forward to you becoming a part of our unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. This is our summer small biz showcase series, where we're giving you 5 minutes of facts and fun. And we're introducing you to some good people doing good business and good things. My guest today, wonderful guy. He's very well connected, talk about thorough, and a phenomenal networker, and really cares, gives back to the community, and they're doing some amazing things at his organization and his foundation and the groups and the individuals and the companies that he's working with. I've got Jason Bressler. He's the founder and executive director of the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce. How are you today, Jason?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I am good. You've got a lot on your plate, but you're doing amazing things with every single one of the compartments that are on that plate. My hat's off to you. You just don't sleep. I guess that's part of the deal, right?
Thank you. It definitely is. I love what I do, and I never really sleep.
Well, you know, we'll take care of that. If we make it to the gray age of getting older, we could sleep then. But right now, there's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of people to help, and you're doing a great job of putting all that together. Why don't you kind of give us a rundown on the organizations and the foundations and maybe even some of the upcoming events, but I'll let you take it from here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. Just under 4 years ago, my father, a group of founders, and I started the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce. We are not your traditional Chamber of Commerce. We are very focused on building our members' businesses, helping them get exposure in the community, creating exciting collaborative events, and helping our community through philanthropy. We constantly implement events throughout various parts of the city. We focus on Phoenix, Scottsdale, Glendale, Peoria, as some of our locations. Some of our upcoming events include breakfasts, luncheons, mixers, charity fundraisers, fun events like a pet adoption event and holiday party, and an anniversary celebration for our Chamber of Commerce, our foundation, and members. We have grown to over 500 members in a very short period of time. We also have a private foundation. It's a 501c3 foundation called the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. And our focus is to help individuals who have life-sustaining needs and charities that work with individuals to provide those life-sustaining resources to children, veterans, their families, and animals in our community. We continue to sponsor events throughout the community and look for opportunities to collaborate with other organizations that may help in these areas. At all of our Chamber of Commerce events and foundation events, we are open to collaboration. We welcome anyone any organization to join us, because together we're going to make a greater impact. Together we're going to help our businesses be more successful. Together we're going to make things happen that wouldn't otherwise happen. I, every day, want to make a difference in the lives of others and our community, as do our members and our partners. We work with an organization also that helps to provide fundraisers and events to charities, to corporations. It's called Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment, and I serve as their director of community relations. I'm constantly promoting their amazing family-oriented fun organization, and especially in the summer when it's over 100 degrees, Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment in Phoenix can definitely provide you and those you know with a great experience, a VIP experience that is second to none. And we currently have a Kids Bowl Free program. If your listeners want to go to kidsbowlfree.com, they can register their children, their grandchildren, or maybe a child they know on the website, choose Let It Roll Bowl or any bowling center that is convenient to their home or business, and the child or children will receive 2 free games all summer. It's an incredible program. It also, of course, promotes physical activity for children and their families, and Let It Roll Bowl happens to be one of, again, the participants in this program. When I do not work in all of these different roles, I volunteer my time.
That sounds funny. That sounds
yes,
funny right
there. Funny?
I gotta stop you. We just gotta acknowledge what you just said. But you can go now. You can keep going.
Thank you. Well, When I don't work in those roles, you'll find me volunteering at various charities throughout Arizona, and I can do this since I am single, never married, no children. I may as well share that. But I'm constantly coordinating and organizing events to benefit various charities, again, that help children, families, veterans, and animals. It is very humbling, very rewarding, and I plan to remain a lifelong contributor and volunteer for various charities. And it's, again, very important for me every day to recognize that I am extremely fortunate. I'm blessed to have who and what I have every day. I'm thankful to the members of the chamber, the supporters of the foundation, the clients at Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment, my family, my friends, particularly my mom and dad. I live an amazing life, but I also live a more amazing life, being that I can make a bigger impact, a greater impact on other people's lives and our community and make it a better place. And I know, Michelle, you're very much like that too.
Yeah, as we spoke, it's almost like I felt I was talking to myself. So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Because I'm doing it during the day by myself, and now there's actually another person on the end. So I was like, okay, so I'm not insane. This is all good. But yeah, it's wonderful to be around like-minded people. And I had mentioned to you before, and I'm going to share it with the listeners, how I came across you was through Facebook. You were either on somebody's feed, but somehow you ended up in mine. And, you know, social media, it's how it all works. And there was this video. And I realized it was at an event or a facility that is one of your members, and it was, what's the name of the tile company? I'm sorry, I forgot what it was.
Floor and Decor.
Floor and Decor, right. So that caught my attention, and you were videoing, doing like a Facebook Live for the different vendors that were at the event that the chamber was sponsoring. And I said, well, all right. So it caught my attention with the warehouse. It caught my attention with the flooring company. And then all of a sudden I realized it was a chamber event. I'm like, chamber? Well, the last time I had been to a chamber event was probably like 2005 or 2006. Well, your chamber, the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce, it's not your dad's chamber, meaning it's not the old-fashioned, old-school, what you stereotypical thought a chamber was. So it caught my attention. I'm like, who is this guy? And what chamber is this that actually does cool events, and they're doing Facebook Live, and the people look cool, and the interviews went really well, and the how come I didn't know that this was even out there? So kudos to you for changing the way that chambers used to be, bringing them into where now it's something that you want to participate in, and the whole different way that you're doing the marketing. Plus, you're so actively involved with each of the members, trying to help them get their business to the next level by getting them involved and having other members meet each other that are similar or can participate with one another. It makes the whole experience the reason why it was supposed to be done in the first place. But you, it sounds like, of all the ones I've ever been to, and yes, it was a while ago, you're the only one that's doing it right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And we try to personalize every single member's experience. And we try to make sure that when you come to a meeting, we introduce you to the people you want to meet. And we try to make sure that every event is about what the members want, because everything that we do is based on our members' feedback. Everything that we do is based on what our community needs. Rather than being about politics or being about one group or one board, we are about what our members as a whole want. And it is incredible to see the smiles, to hear the stories, including marriage proposals. We've had a couple of those. And it's just, again, it's very rewarding to be a part of it. And we are a family. And we make sure that we are here for each other. We are learning from each other. We are growing together. And if we're not doing something, all folks have to do is come up to me or our leadership team and say, hey, I want to make a suggestion. Let's try this out, or let's look at this event format. And 99% of the time, it's going to get implemented because it is what our members want and what our community needs. And literally, I will take the time to sit with each and every member, whether it's making calls with them, whether it's email introductions, whether it's going around to different businesses in their area, or going to networking events with them or another event with them. We are going to personalize their experience. And it is incredible the impact that it has made on many of our members. And as long as you come in with an open mind and you want to participate and you want to be part of something that truly can be part of your family and that is truly about improving our community, please come and try us out, because we always have an opportunity for you or your business or someone you know to grow personally, to grow professionally, to meet new clients, to meet new referral partners, to help the community, to help a charity serve more people. And I'll just mention some of our events that are coming up, and any of your listeners can come at any time. We have a luncheon on Wednesday, June 13th from 11:30 to 1:30, and we're going to be at Roadhouse Cinemas, which is 9090 East Indian Bend Road in Scottsdale. It's right off of Pima and Indian Bend, or the 101 in Indian Bend. We also are going to have a mixer on June 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Creek Patio Grill, which is off of Tatum and Dynamite in Cave Creek. And another event, which is going to be really awesome, we're doing is a luncheon at June 27th. It's a Wednesday, 11:30 to 1:30, at Paradise Valley Community College, who we've been supporting quite a bit. We just sponsored their 30th anniversary gala as a foundation and as a chamber of commerce to help fund student scholarships for veterans and for various students that have a financial need and exhibit success in the classroom. We also should mention our business expo that's going to be coming up. It's our third annual business expo. It's going to be on Halloween, so it's going to be a great treat for people to come. It's a Wednesday, and it's going to be all day from 10 to 7 p.m. at Floor and Decor in Phoenix. It's off of Highland and 20th Street, 1800 East Highland Avenue in Phoenix. And we do have vendor booths available at any of our events. If someone wants to come and be a vendor or be a sponsor at our events, we welcome that. And you don't have to be a member to get that. And we also should mention our next foundation fundraiser, which is going to be July 12th at California Pizza Kitchen at Desert Ridge Marketplace. 20% of all food and beverage sales are going to go back to our foundation. And we also are going to be doing a great event with the Diamondbacks coming up, too, on Friday, July 20th, 6:40 p.m. And it's going to be a networking event with the Chamber of Commerce. And then part of your ticket sales will go right back towards the foundation, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. And there's going to be all-you-can-eat food and drink. There's going to be networking before and after the game. There may even be some fireworks. I believe there could be, because they've been doing fireworks after some of the games. And another couple dates I should mention are our pet adoption event and holiday event, which is going to be Saturday, December 15th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Floor and Decor in Glendale off of 59th Avenue and Bell Road. And we're going to be benefiting Orphanage Dog Rescue, Faith Animal Rescue, and Saving Orphan Souls Rescue. We have booths available there, and any animal rescue organization can come for no charge and set up a booth. And we did adopt at our last pet adoption over 30 pets. and we raised quite a bit of money for our charities. And then we have our golf tournament. I mentioned it to Michelle before. It's our third annual golf tournament. It's going to be on Friday, April 26, 2019, at Stone Creek Golf Club in Phoenix. And we always have a great crowd at our golf tournament. We just raised, through our second annual tournament, close to $12,000 for our charities. And this year we hope to raise, hopefully, $15,000 to $20,000 for our charities. Lots of ways to get involved, lots of ways to help the community. And we're always looking, again, for collaboration and folks that want to join us in our efforts. And new ideas, new formats, we're very open to that.
The amount of events that you just mentioned, astronomical compared to other organizations. So, I mean, if anybody's listening and they want to give it a try, there's so many different ways to participate. And they're not, it's not a typical stuffy event where you're meeting at a, you know, like a hotel or a, some sort of, you know, just one little restaurant or something like that. I mean, just look at all the diversity that's there, the different days, the different types. You've got pet organizations involved. There's a big expo. I mean, you're dealing with an event in the Diamondbacks. I mean, there's so many different ways to hit so many different types of personalities. And I think it's amazing. I think it's great that you put so much effort into it. And you could see it. This is not something that is a 9-to-5 job. Just the event portion that you put together, that's not a 9-to-5 job. And you deserve a great amount of credit for really creating a wonderful organization that's doing so many great things. And the core base of it is you're helping other businesses and organizations get themselves to the next level too. So everybody benefits and everybody wins. You deserve a little vacation. You might want to cut out early. You might want to cut out early tonight and go sit on the couch, maybe pour a glass of wine, watch a little TV or something, because you definitely earned to take a little bit of a break. But if it wasn't for people like you, things in this world, or especially here in town, wouldn't change. So you deserve a lot of credit for that, Jason. You've done, you put together a really great thing here. I'm glad that I came across it, and I want to be able to share that with people, and that's why I'm having you on the show. I want more people to know about how they can participate and the great stuff that you're doing. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I also appreciate all the great work that you're doing in our community as well, and the opportunity to be showcased and for our organizations to be showcased. If it wasn't for professionals like you and people like you, our chamber members, our foundation supporters, again, my family, my friends, my clients, I mean, I would not be where I am today, and this is a team effort. I have a great staff that helps me every day, and I can't thank our board with the foundation enough. Again, it's a team effort, as you know, and together, your listeners, yourself, our members, our sponsors, our partners, we're all going to continue to create a greater impact. And again, I'm always here to be a resource for your listeners, for you, for anyone you know. And I know a lot of our members are very much the same way. They want to be resources, they want to help, and they want to support. And it's, again, a family, and we're proud that we have been given this opportunity to share our mission and our vision of where we're going and what we're doing.
Do you want to give your website information so that people can learn a little bit more and the details again for the very next event so somebody could take action beginning next Wednesday?
Absolutely. Our website for the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce is www.phoenixmetrochamber.com. Our website for the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation is www.phxmcf.org. Our website for Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment is www.letitrollbowl.com. And the best phone numbers for the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce are 480-664-0077. And my direct cell phone number is 602-561-2348. And my email address is jason@phoenixmetrochamber.com. And the phone number for the foundation is 602-931-6826. And our email address is simply info@phxmcf.org. If you have any questions regarding Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment, please feel free to reach out to me on my cell phone. Again, that's 602-561-2348. Our center, 602-944-4401. Or my email address, which is jason@letitrollbowl.com. The next Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce event will take place next Wednesday. It's a luncheon, 11:30 to 1:30 at Roadhouse Cinemas, which is 9090 East Indian Bend Road in Scottsdale. It's just west of the Loop 101 freeway in Indian Bend Road and near Pima Road and Indian Bend Road in Scottsdale. So we would love to have all of your listeners attend and learn more about all of the great things that we're doing at the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce and Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation.
Now, for anybody who's never been to Roadhouse, it is such a great place to eat, drink, and go see a movie in any order. You could do all the three at the same time, or you could separate it out. It doesn't matter. But the food is actually great. The pricing is reasonable. And of the type of movie theater where you dine in, it's a dine-in theater. Of all the ones that there are, theirs is the best. I mean, I don't go to any other movie theater than Roadhouse. I don't go. It's just because they do such a great job. It's a small business. It's not a big corporate deal. Like I said, it's great food. The pricing is realistic. They do a great job. So that's another reason to go. A, it's because it's your event, and B, because it's a great facility. So Jason, I really appreciate you coming on. If there's anything that you need promotion-wise, you have support. You've got the support of our podcast, the Everything Home Podcast. You've got the support of Helping the People, our nonprofit real estate company. We are going to talk and figure out how we're going to be able to do some things together. So I look forward to our new venture, our new partnership, our new friendship together. And we're going to help more people out there, and we're going to get more people networking together. And we're going to take it and add another zero onto it. So we're going to go from 1,000 to 10,000. I'm happy to have come across you, met you, and I'm looking forward to really taking things to the next level with you. So thank you so much again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine. I look forward to working with you and your listeners on creating a greater impact in each other's lives, our businesses, and our community.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So you are now going to go relax for the rest of the evening. No work for you tonight, sir. No work for you. You've done enough. You deserve a little bit of a break. So again, thank you so much. And look forward to hopefully seeing sometime next week.
Thank you. Me too.
And that was Jason Bressler, the founder and executive director of the Phoenix Metro Chamber of Commerce. Good guy. He's doing some great stuff. They really are an amazing organization, and he works very hard to make sure that the community is really benefiting from the organization's effort and, of course, his foundation's effort. So all of Jason's information and his show, in addition to all of our guests, are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And I encourage you to check it out and to begin to use it as a resource. Please remember our sponsor, Helping the People, when you're ready to buy a home or it's time to sell your home. They're a real estate company, Home Resource Center, a nonprofit that matches home buyers and sellers with their preferred realtors. And that 25% commission is then donated to the Homes for Veterans program so they can financially assist veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. Phone number is 833-694-6636, or check them out on the website, which is helpingthepeople.org. All of their information is on our website, and we are on their website. So again, if you start using us as a resource, amazing things are going to happen. There's a lot of great information on there. Everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Thanks for listening, and make it a great day, everybody.